The Persian did not hesitate. He determined to inform the police. Now the case was in the hands of an examining magistrate called Four, an incredulous, commonplace, superficial sort of person. I write as I think, with a mind utterly unprepared to receive a confidence of this kind. Monsieur Four took down the Daroga's depositions and proceeded to treat him as a madman. Despairing of ever obtaining a hearing, the Persian sat down to write. As the police did not want his evidence, perhaps the press would be glad of it, and he had just written the last line of the narrative I have quoted in the preceding chapters, when Darius announced the visit of a stranger who refused his name, who would not show his face, and declared simply that he did not intend to leave the place until he had spoken to the Daroga. The Persian at once felt who his singular visitor was and ordered him to be shown in. The Daroga was right. It was the ghost. It was Eric. He looked extremely weak and leaned against the wall as though he were afraid of falling. Taking off his hat, he revealed a forehead white as wax. The rest of the horrible face was hidden by the mask. The Persian rose to his feet as Eric entered. "Murderer of Count Philippe, what have you done with his brother and Christine Daae?" Eric staggered under this direct attack, kept silent for a moment, dragged himself to a chair, and heaved a deep sigh. Then, speaking in short phrases and gasping for breath between the words, "Daroga, don't talk to me about Count Philippe. He was dead by the time I left my house. He was dead when the siren sang. It was an accident, a sad, very sad accident. He fell very awkwardly, but simply and naturally, into the lake."
"You lie!" shouted the Persian.
Eric bowed his head and said,
"I have not come here to talk about Count Philippe, but to tell you that I am going to die."
"Where are Raoul de Chagny and Christine Daae?"
"I am going to die."
"Raoul de Chagny and Christine Daae?"
"Of love, Daroga. I am dying of love. That is how it is. I loved her so, and I love her still, Daroga. And I am dying of love for her, I tell you. If you knew how beautiful she was when she let me kiss her, alive. It was the first time, Daroga, the first time I ever kissed a woman. Yes, alive. I kissed her alive, and she looked as beautiful as if she had been dead."
The Persian shook Eric by the arm. "Will you tell me if she is alive or dead?"
"Why do you shake me like that?"
asked Eric, making an effort to speak more connectedly.
"I tell you that I am going to die. Yes, I kissed her alive.